Welcome to Mamorn Audio. It's one thing to have your mum smack your bottom, but quite another to watch her chastise your playmate as well. This is a story of two bare bottom slipperings.
I remember many spankings while I was growing up. Mother always carried them out. Pants were removed, I had to bend over and the slipper would whack down across my tiny bottom. The spanking I remember the most was when my friend James was sleeping over at my house. His mother always told my parents that she should not hesitate to give him a sore bottom if he got out of hand. And that is just what she did this night, when we were both about 7 years old. We were both quite restless when we went to bed. I always slept on the floor of my room when James came and he had my bed. We decided to have a pillow fight. Well, I don't really think it was decided, it just seemed to happen. James hit me and I hit him back. Then I grabbed hold of James and feathers fell out all over the bed and onto the floor. Mum had heard us and in she came to see what all the noise was about. We froze, just the presence of my mum had us silent and scared. I can't trust you at all, can I? She said in a very angry voice. I'll be back. I knew what was coming and sure enough, mother soon re-entered the room carrying the large rubber-soled slipper she always kept in her wardrobe for the purpose of smacking my bottom. I was first. I had to pull down my pyjama pants and bend over, my small bottom felt so exposed and defenseless. Whack. The first stroke landed on my right cheek. Whack. Then on the left, and so on. I got 3 strokes on each cheek and every stroke increased the sting in my posterior. By the last stroke it was unbearable, I was crying like a baby. James had the same done to him. The first stroke was on his right cheek, as in my case, and I saw the red imprint the slipper left on it. Mother smacked each cheek a total of 3 times until both of his cheeks were bright red. I was so surprised, because he didn't once cry out. She had finished and that we both were, clutching our sore backsides. Now clean up this mess and get some sleep, Mum ordered. We did as we were told and while I did so, I asked James how he could keep so quiet while Mum slippered him. Oh, I've had worse than that, he said. My mum takes the cane to me and that's worse. I couldn't help feeling lucky that my mum only used the slipper. This did change later, however, I will tell you about this another time.